Welcome into Vern's post-game show.
Witt to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow.
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Well, let's have a good time tonight. Royals win. They even this series up in Toronto. And grab game two of a three-game series north of the border. Final score, Royals 4, Blue Jays 1. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. 913-586-7610. There's a lot to discuss with this team. A team now with the fourth best record in the American League, a mark of 18-13. And if you were listening to the On Deck show earlier today, you know where I'm going to start. It's the only place to start after a game like this. What do you say about what Cole Reagans did tonight? That is what a number one does. That was dominating stuff. We haven't seen Cole Reagans that good all year, and he's been good just about all year. Earlier today, I put this game on Cole Reagans. Coming off that contest last night, that drop that took us back to 2023, 2022, that feeling last night that we all had where we're just hoping the starting pitcher can give you four innings, hoping that the bullpen can eat up those final four, five frames. Yeah, that was tough last night. That was a nice reminder of just how far this franchise has come. Because games like last night seemingly happened every night for the past half decade. But what raised my spirits last night and what has me on cloud nine over the entire month of April is this pitching staff. Knowing that no matter how tough that night's loss was, you have Cole Reagans going the next day. You have Seth Lugo and Brady Singer and Michael Wacha waiting in the wings. But tonight, Cole Reagans, I needed you not just to match Jose Berríos. I needed you to get your name back in the conversation as one of the game's elites. Tarek Skubal in Detroit, who carved up the Royals on Sunday, has stolen a lot of the spotlight. He's the left-hander in the American League Central. He's the front-runner for the American League Cy Young Award. Coming into tonight, Cole Reagans had made six starts. One against Berríos, two against Corbin Burnes, one against Pablo Lopez, Christian Javier of the Houston Astros, and then that's Buto kid from the New York Mets. It was my opinion that Cole Reagans had outdueled his foe twice in the first six trips to the bump. Now, of course, one of those victorious duels came on Thursday when Reagans was able to persevere through the punishing rain and outduel Jose Berríos. But that was five innings. We knew we had a full game with the roof closed. It was going to be mano-a-mano. Who's going to step up? Who's going to dig down deep and have that little extra something? Well, if you were watching this game, if you were listening to this game, you know Cole Reagans had that extra little something. Blowing 98 past Turner in the second inning. Blowing 99 past Turner again in the sixth inning. That's not just some Joe Blow Turner. That's World Series experience dripping out of every pore. Justin Turner. Abused by Cole Reagans. A changeup sets Davis Snyder down. A slider with Alejandro Kirk and George Springer. And then he pumps 98 past George Springer. Nine punchouts for Cole Reagans tonight across a season high. 6 2/3. That's how you get your name back in the conversation on a national level as one of the game's premier arms. He had it all working tonight. All of it. The fastball was as electric as it's been since last August. The cutter, as good as it's been all season. The changeup is consistently strong, and the slider was in the back pocket, and he was making dudes look silly with it. That is how you step up Cole Reagans. Man, if you as a Royals fan ever needed a reminder of, do we have that guy that can stare down the best of the best? That can go mano-a-mano in game one of the World Series, of the ALCS, of a wild card series? Do we have that guy that says, everyone clear out, I got this one? The answer is yes. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. There's a lot more to get to. The big two in the bullpen. The big four in the lineup. Michael Massey trying to fill that five spot in the lineup that has been a gargantuan hole for about 2 weeks now. Phone lines are open, though. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. That's 913-586-7610. The big two in the bullpen, of course, being John Schreiber and James MacArthur, who tonight, seven up, seven down. The big four in the lineup, of course, Michael, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi. Those four tonight combined to go 6 for 10 with 3 runs scored and 2 runs driven in. The big dogs were big tonight. The big dogs got their filling tonight. But here's what I want to know from you following this 4-1 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays. And you can take the show wherever you want, but I am interested in your answer to this. Coming into tonight's game, I found it interesting that with a win, the Royals could go to bed tonight with the 4th best record in all of the American League. But with a loss tonight, the Royals could go to bed with the 4th best record in the American League Central. So what I want to know from you as we now flip the calendar to May, we're now 31 games into this 6-month march through the summer. With 131 games to play, what do you think is more likely? The Royals finish with the 4th best record in the American League or the 4th best record in the American League Central? The computers will say the latter. What say you? 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Again, my game notes tonight presented by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Right now, yes, Royals, 4th best record in the American League, 2nd place in the Central, 2.5 back of the Cleveland Guardians. Let's go to the phone lines. Phil in Shawnee. You're going to hit leadoff tonight, Phil. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. Good game tonight. One thing stoppers always do, Vern, is they bring the heat. They trust their stuff. Boland yesterday, nice kid, was throwing some fastballs to get ahead in the count. I'm not a genius, but I can listen to what the guys say on the telecast. He started throwing sliders ahead in the count. Some of them were hangers. He went out of the ballpark and he lost because he didn't trust his stuff. Today in the 6th inning, with one on, Springer's up with one out. Reagans trusts his stuff, throws a fastball on the outside part of the plate that gets fouled off, then throws a perfect pitch fastball on the corner and strikes Springer out. 2 hits later, it's a 1-run game, and Turner's at the plate, 2-strike count, throws a high heat at 98, throws it by him. Trusts his stuff. When the game's on the line, you got to trust your stuff. And that's what closers do, and that's what Reagans did tonight. And that's why we've got 17 wins in the month of July, or of April.
Yeah. Yeah, always a strong call, Phil. Always thankful when you lob us a phone call. Thank you very much. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Yes, 17 wins in the month of April. That is a new franchise mark. Yeah, blows 99 past Turner there in the 6th inning. The at-bat that stood out to me was what he did to Vladimir Guerrero in the 4th. A 6-pitch battle, all in the strike zone, finally making him look foolish, pumping 98 on the outside corner. 98 on the outside black. Guerrero, I don't know what he was sitting on, but it certainly wasn't a heater on the outside part of the plate. That dude almost fell over trying to catch up to that. Cole Reagan, 6 2/3 innings, 1 run on 4 hits, 3 walks, 9 strikeouts, matching his season high, which came back on opening day. This season, Reagan's has now made 7 starts, 4 quality starts, has an ERA of 3.44, and has 46 strikeouts in 36 innings. He picks up the win tonight. He's now 2-2. The Royals are now 18-13. Seth Lugo on the hill for Game 3 of this 3-game series in Toronto as the Royals once again look to win a rubber game. 0-4 on the season. They'll look to pick up win number 1 tomorrow with Seth Lugo going opposite Chris Bassitt. That game starts at 2:07. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show at 1 o'clock, giving you a chance to win tickets to see the HDH reunion weekend come to Kauffman Stadium. All right, phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. We'll get right back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Fastball popped up down the first baseline. Salvi ranges back on the edge of the outfield turf. Massey comes over, makes the catch, and that's the ball game. James MacArthur delivers a perfect bottom of the ninth, and the Royals even this series in Canada. Final score, Royals 4-1. Cole Reagan's was excellent. The Royals' bullpen was perfect, and the Royals got just enough offense. A 2-run homer from Michael Massey in the second proved to be all they needed. Bobby Witt Jr. and Vinny Pasquantino deliver back-to-back RBI doubles in the eighth, and the Royals have won their 17th game in the month of April, a new franchise record.
That's Jake Eisenberg with the game recap following this 4-1 Royals victory. James MacArthur picks up his 7th save of the season, his 9th straight scoreless outing. The General has a dozen strikeouts in that stretch. 9 straight scoreless outings, holding opponents to an average of .189. 12 strikeouts in 10 innings, and again, 7 saves for the big right-hander. All right, phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Let's go to Nate in Springfield. Nate, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Evening, Vern. Very enjoyable win. I kind of wanted to give my props to Salvador Perez because, quite frankly, that man does not really seem to be of this planet right now.
No.
He's almost 34, and he's had the best start to a season in his entire career, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And I keep looking at the lineup card when Q submits it, when I see it on Twitter, and Salvi's in there every day. I'm like, when is this guy going to get a day off? But I know he's begging every day to get in that lineup. Man, I'm just praying that that guy keeps hitting and hopefully his legs don't give out later in the year. But Vern, great to hear from you. I'll listen off air. Good win.
Yeah, no doubt, Nate. Thank you very much for the phone call. It's wild what Salvi's doing. He turns 34 in 10 days. He's gone 32 consecutive plate appearances without striking out. Salvi, free swing and Salvi, 32 trips to the dish without punching out. That's the third longest active streak right now in Major League Baseball. The only two players that have gone longer without punching out, I last updated about 10 minutes ago, Mookie Betts and Stephen Kwan, the National League MVP and one of the best pure hitters in the junior circuit. Salvi might be the American League Player of the Month. And you're right, this is the best start to a season in his career. He had 35 hits in April alone. That's his most productive month ever. He's 4th in the American League right now in base hits. He's the front runner to win the batting title. What? Salvi winning a batting title? Right now, he leads the American League with a .355 batting average. His OPS is second only to Juan Soto. And tonight, he extended his career best on-base streak to 20 games. He's the 4th player since 2020 to have a 20-game on-base streak. Vinny's already had two. That to me is still the most amazing find of the Salvi streak. Right, tonight was the 162nd game of Vinny Pasquantino's big league career. One full season of games. He's already had two stretches where he's reached base safely in 20 straight. But shout out to Vinny, by the way, snapping the 0 for 26 as he stays through a cutter down and away, left on left against Hennessy's Cabrera. He takes it off the right field wall, just missed a home run. Vinny's RBI double made it 4-1 Kansas City. That was our final score. But this is about Salvi. You brought up Salvi. Salvi's hitting 368 in this 20-game stretch. More walks than strikeouts and an OPS just shy of 1,100. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead. Garrett. That's all right. That's understandable. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. Text line is also always there for you if you are like Garrett and say, all right, I can't wait any longer. Let me shoot you a text. 913-586-7610. I always try to get to as many of those text messages as I can. From the 816, Vern, putting anyone besides John Schreiber and James MacArthur in for the last two innings of a game is a major mistake. Yeah, I don't think you're going to see that happen very often, to be quite honest with you. James MacArthur is the final boss, and John Schreiber is your fireman. Now, maybe there's a big at-bat in the sixth or seventh innings with the heart of the lineup, and you want the fire put out. Okay, I'll bring Schreiber in then, but it's obvious that Matt Quatrero agrees. Schreiber, by the way, he went through the heart of the Toronto lineup in his second inning of work. He came in the seventh and cleaned up a two-on, two-out mess left by Cole Reagans. Reagans left this game with a left calf cramp, but he tossed 105 pitches. Cole Reagans did his job. Schreiber came in, five pitches, got Kevin Biggio to ground it right back to the mound, inning over, comes out in the eighth inning. Strikes out George Springer as he runs a sinker in at 92, shuts him down. Gets Vladdy Jr. to fly out deep to Kyle Isbell. And then Bo Bichette grounded back to the pitcher as well. So four up, four down for John Schreiber, who has pitched in 15 of the 31 games this season. Almost half of the games John Schreiber's appeared in. He's only allowed one run. One run allowed in 14 and a third innings. John Schreiber has been sensational. But tonight, his first four-out appearance of the season. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7610. Let's go to John in Overland Park. John, you're next up on the postgame show as the Royals win 4-1. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. Hey,
yes, sir.
A lot of times calling last year, and the one I remember the most was people at the trade deadline were talking about how you have to get rid of Salvi and get whatever you can get. How does that sound now? I mean, where would we be without Salvador Perez right now? You know, we've got young talent, and it's a great year pitching, but Salvador Perez is absolutely, you know, the part of the shoulders of the team. You know what I mean? He's just unbelievable.
No
so. I just thought it was funny how last year everybody, oh, you got to trade them, get whatever you can get. And what, you know, just one of those times everybody wants to trade people and get young talent. But man, this team would not be where they're at without Salvador Perez, my friend.
No, John, you're 100% right. Always nice hearing from you. But listen, it wasn't just on this show and in royal circles that people were discussing the possibility of trading Salvador Perez. The Royals themselves had discussions about the possibility of trading a Salvador Perez. So it wasn't just us loonies on the outside. It was the men and women on the inside of that organization, the men and women that ultimately have put together a team that is now 18-13, the fourth best record in the American League. Which brings me back to a question I asked in the opening segment. What's more likely to happen? Royals finish with the fourth best record in the American League or the fourth best record in the American League Central? Keep in mind, coming into the day, Fangraphs projections had the Royals finishing in fourth place in this division, behind Minnesota, Cleveland, Detroit. With this win tonight, they have the fourth best record in the American League, behind the Guardians, Orioles, and New York Yankees. One more point about Salvador Perez, who tonight picked up his 11th multi-hit game of the season. Second most on the team, Bobby Witt Jr. picked up his 12th multi-hit game. Bobby's 12 multi-hit games are second most in all of Major League Baseball. But coming into tonight, not only has Salvi been good this season, and how would we replace Salvador Perez? He's been one of the 10 best position players in the sport. You take a dive into wins above replacement. Salvi's the 9th most valuable player in baseball this season. Thus far, just a touch behind Bobby Witt Jr. Yeah, the Royals have 2 of the 10 most valuable position players in the sport. The only other team that can say that are the Dodgers, with Mookie Betts and Shohei Ohtani. No, it's impossible to imagine where this team would be this season, thus far, without the captain, without the great number 13. Appreciate the phone call, John. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Spartan Tony, who's in Kearney. Tony, what's going on?
Hey, Vern. Hey, I'm excited, man. This rotation is awesome. Could you rank where we're at right now with our rotation? And the other thing I'd like, with Marsh out, and I know he's coming back, who's someone else in our other leagues that can fill in for our, if we have another injury on our rotation? And I'll just listen off there. I appreciate it, Vern.
No, thank you, Tony. Thanks for listening, man. As far as the starting pitching, second most innings in all of Major League Baseball. And following tonight's 6 2/3 of one run baseball, the Royals rotation has an ERA of 3.08. That is third best in the sport, behind only the Red Sox and the Phillies. I mean, if I was ranking rotations in baseball right now, I think I would go Philly number 1, Seattle number 2. I guess you got to give Boston the 3 spots. No, then we can have a discussion. Are the Royals 4th? Do you give that to the Dodgers? I'll certainly say this, Tony. They have one of the 5 best rotations over the first month of the season. Sure. One of the 5 best rotations in Major League Baseball. Now, how much longer can they keep it up? Health is, of course, the biggest dictator of how long they'll be able to keep it up. You saw that yesterday. Yesterday in game number 30, for the first time this year, it's someone outside of that opening day rotation. Jonathan Bolin takes the ball, and we're doing what we've done for the past half decade, and that is hope and wish and pray he can give you 4 innings. He didn't. Now, right now, it looks like you're going to likely need a starter on Sunday against the Texas Rangers. That's the next time Alec Marsh's turn comes up. And I know the Royals have an off day on Thursday. They could reconfigure things, but as of now, I believe they're going to need a number 5 starter. They're going to need that Alec Marsh spot filled on Sunday. Daniel Lynch, I think, would be the first name that comes to mind. He hasn't really pitched all that well down in Omaha this season, but we've seen him good at the big league level. Jonathan Bolin had his opportunity. He's now on his way back to Omaha to meet Daniel Lynch is next in line. Zach Davies is also down there. You may remember him with the Cubs, Brewers, Diamondbacks, a diminutive righty. Outside of those names, now we're starting to venture into, I guess, Anthony Veneziano would be in the mix as well. But then we're starting to talk about the prospects down in AA. And I don't think you'll see any of those guys until the second half of the season. For the time being, bullpen games, Daniel Lynch, Jonathan Bolin, Zach Davies, Anthony Veneziano. That's how I would line it up. Appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Royals win 4-1. They even up this three-game series against the Blue Jays. They'll look to take the series and win a rubber game for the first time this year. Seth Lugo squaring off with Chris Bassitt tomorrow. 2:07 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. Mike in the Northland, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead, Mike.
Good evening, Vern. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Listen, you know, for so long, there's a saying in baseball that pitching is the currency of baseball. And yes, for too many years, the Royals have been broke. It's so nice. And I know it's, you know, I don't want to temper things down, but for the first month of the year, of the season, they're holding their own. I mean, they're doing more than holding their own.
Right.
And it's real, even on the World Series teams, I think this rotation is better than what we had in both 14 and 15. As far as your question, would the Royals finish further with the fourth best record or the fourth record in the AL Central? I mean, I'd have to go with the AL Central just because there's so many other teams that you can't control who's going to win the West or the East.
Right.
So that's where I would lean more towards. They would more likely finish with the fourth record in the division. And one quick thing on Salvi.
Okay.
This kind of applies more to the NFL. But when I see Salvi play, it's almost like having a coach in the lineup. He sees things that most players don't. He plays the game like he's still 13 years old.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful. I wish I could do my job like I was 13 years old.
Yeah.
It's so refreshing to have him still in the lineup at 34 and performing the way he is. He is, you know, he is the Patrick Mahomes of the Royals. I'm sorry. That's just how I feel. And
you know what? Let me ask you this real quick, Mike. Stay right there, because I actually think Bobby's the Mahomes. To me, Salvi reminds me of like a Tyrann Mathieu, a Troy Polamalu, the guy where you're like, man, you are 10, 11, 12 years into your career and you're still jumping over the offensive linemen. You're still seeing everything before it happens out there. Like those great linebackers, those great safeties that's bring a different type of energy that permeates in the huddle, on the sideline, and in the locker room.
I guess maybe I'm just thinking longevity because Salvi's been here for, you know, 12, 13 years, and Bobby's only been here for 3.
Sure. Sure.
I mean, I get your point. I totally respect your point. Let me ask something of the audience. Mm-hmm. When you have Salvi catching, and this is no slouch or shot at Freddie Fermin or anybody else that catches, even when MJ Melendez was catching. I don't want to demean them guys. But when Salvi's behind the plate, even when we didn't have the best pitchers on our staff, I just feel like he elevates the person that's throwing the ball. He just knows the league. Sure. He knows the hitters. The guy studies like crazy. And I'm just, you know, I'm in my early 50s, brother. I've seen a lot of Royals baseball in my life. Mm-hmm. And it's just nice to have a pitching staff and then Salvi doing what he's doing. And, hey, appreciate the show. Thank you very much for taking my call. And everybody stay safe with the storms out there tonight.
No doubt. Thanks for the phone call, Mike. A few things there. Freddie Fermin behind the dish tonight. I don't know if there's a bigger fan of Freddie Fermin in the Kansas City media than I am. Freddie 1-for-3 with a walk tonight. He's now hitting .286 over his last 12 games. Freddie 2 with more walks than strikeouts in that stretch. But it doesn't matter, in my opinion, if Salvi's behind the dish or at first base. He's bringing what you're talking about to both positions. You saw it tonight with Cole Reagans. After Reagans walked, Clement in the 7th inning, a 2-out walk. Salvi called the huddle. Now, normally the catcher stands up and, all right, I'm going to go out there and talk to my pitcher, get him going a little bit. And this isn't the first time Salvi's done it. He's done it multiple times this year. You saw him do it last year. He's still a catcher. He's always going to be a catcher. He's always going to be the captain. And standing over there at first base, he knows. And if you watch the video of the conversation that happened at the mound between Salvi and Freddie and Cole Reagans, you'll see it wasn't much of a conversation. It was Salvi letting them know, hey, finish this off. Close out this seventh inning. I mean, Freddie Fermin was listening to Salvi just as intently as Cole Reagans was. Now, Salvi's something else. Now, as far as this division, and my question of what's more likely, Royals finish with the fourth best record in the American League or the fourth best record in the division? You know, I found it funny earlier today that one game could sway things. That with a win, you're the fourth best team in the league, but with a loss, you fall to the fourth best in your own division. And to me, that says two things. One, it's very, very, very early. And two, this division battle is going to be going on for quite a while, especially if the pitching remains supreme. You know, Royals came into today as a pitching staff with the sixth lowest ERA in the sport. But Cleveland's right above them. Cleveland has the fifth lowest ERA. And Detroit's right above them. Detroit has the fourth lowest ERA. So if those things continue, if three of the six best rotations in the sport, three of the six best pitching staffs in the sport are in this division, oh, this is going to be a brawl all summer long. Barring health, of course, right? The Guardians have done a great job of holding it down without Shane Bieber. How much longer can they do that? How much longer can the Tigers bullpen remain elite? How much longer can the Royals rotation remain elite? These are the questions that will ultimately decide who earns that 1, 2, or 3 seed. Who earns that home field advantage in the first round or that buy into the ALDS? Winning the division is key, no question about it. Let's go to Zach in Lenexa. Zach, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
Yep.
I know after a game like today, it's really easy to look at Reagans, well-deserved. And
awesome.
MacArthur has been absolutely lights out. But can we talk about the absolute masterclass JJ did with getting Schreiber? That dude has been out of this world. And it made me a little curious to look up what we gave up for him. I looked it up.
Yeah.
The guy we gave up is in high A with an 8-plus ERA, and we have a shutdown middle reliever that gives me shades of Herrera and Wade Davis. And it's just nice to have a guy you can just hand the ball to and feel like you can hold a lead late in the game. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you, Zach. I mean, you gave me a lot to talk about. I mean, not only today, but this needs to come up tomorrow on the On Deck show as well. 4-1 Royals win. Cole Reagans, John Schreiber, James MacArthur combined to throw 9 innings. 1 run on 4 hits. 3 walks, and 11 strikeouts. Cole Reagans, John Schreiber, and James MacArthur. Do you know what you gave up as an organization to acquire those three arms? Your best starter and your two best relievers. Well, as Zach brings up, you gave up a A-ball starting pitcher for Schreiber. A-ball outfielder for MacArthur, and 2.5 months of Aroldis Chapman. No, you go right ahead and throw those bouquets the way of J.J. Piccolo and the rest of his front office, because this game tonight, I mean, what reflects better on an organization than a game like this? Reagans, Schreiber, MacArthur, all acquired in the last calendar year for three players nobody misses. Yeah, bravo, JJ, Scott Sharp, and the rest of that front office. No doubt about it. Royals win 4-1. We haven't talked much about the offense now, have we? And how nice is that? There's nothing tougher to do in sports than hit a baseball. Nothing fluctuates more in sports than an offense, than an individual hitter. So why ask them to do the heavy lifting? Royals aren't doing that. The pitching, the defense, the team speed, the big dogs in the bullpen, they are holding it down. The big dogs in the lineup, Michael, Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, they're doing the damage. I hear Michael Massey knocking at the door. Michael Massey with a hit in six of his first 10 games as he returns from injury. But that home run tonight, what turns out to be the game-winning two-run home run in the second inning, that's his first extra base hit since his first game back from injury. This team needs a number five hitter right now. MJ's not getting it done. MJ's one for his last 28, three for his last 50. Nelson Velasquez, Hunter Renfroe, not getting it done. Michael Massey, big spot for you, and he comes through tonight. We'll see what he can do tomorrow as the Royals try to win a rubber game for the first time this year. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. We'll get to the text line and head inside that Royals clubhouse after this.
You're listening to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Late in spring training, swing and a fly ball hit pretty well, deep right center field. That's way back there, and that ball's gone. It's a home run by Michael Massey, his first of the year, and the Royals take a 2-0 lead here in inning number two.
Great swing. Beautiful swing. Michael Massey makes Jose Berríos pay for doubling up on slurves, both down and in. Doesn't get big, puts a nice, easy swing on it. Plates both himself and Salvador Perez with that 404-foot blast over the right field wall. Salvi singled to open up the second inning, and two pitches later, he trotted around the bases and the Royals jumped ahead 2-0. They would never trail in this game, and they go on to win by a final count of 4-1. Cole Reagans was as good as he's been all season long in a game where the team needed him to be as good as he's been all season long. They lost last night. They were staring down the barrel of their first four-game losing streak, but Cole Reagans did what number ones tend to do, and that is out-duel the guy on the other side. Step your game up just a little bit. You know, I've been fortunate in my life to be around a lot of current and former professional athletes, and I worked with one in Milwaukee for five, 6 years, and he would always go down this route before a big game. Because he would say, you know, he was around great players and Hall of Fame players. And in big moments, they have the ability to dig down deep and get that something extra. Right? You've seen it. You've seen it from Kelsey. You've seen it from Chris Jones. You've seen it from Patrick Mahomes. Sadly, you saw it from Madison Bumgarner. You've seen it countless times in your sports fandom life. Now, it's April 30th. Okay, no, let's not get anything confused. But Cole Reagans and Michael Garcia and Bobby Witt Jr. and Vinny Pasquantino, these guys haven't played in truly meaningful games on April 30th. Right. They haven't played in pressurized games in June or July. So these tests, in my opinion, are real, despite the fact that the calendar tells us we have 5 months to go. So to see Cole Reagans dig down and have an extra mile and a half per hour on his fastball tonight, to have a slider and cutter combo that's as good as he's been all year, the changeup steady as always. A sensational performance from Cole Reagans. and one of those outings that should have all Royals fans sticking their chest out tomorrow. Not just because Seth Lugo's on the hill and Singer's still out there and Waka's still ready to go, but because you have a one. You have a legit number one. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. We just heard Steve Stewart on the call. Michael Massey with that two-run, second-inning home run. Following the game, Michael Massey spoke with Joel Goldberg on the field on Bally Sports Kansas City on coming through in Toronto, the place where he made his big league debut.
Yes.
Well, I promise that's what Michael Massey had to say to Joel Goldberg on the field, and you'll hear it at some point before we get out of here tonight. How about that? All right, 913-586-7610 is our phone number. That's also the text line number. Let's go to the text line. A lot of good text messages coming in. Kathy, who's out in Los Angeles, is loving all the aspects of the Royals, clicking, pitching, bullpen, defense. Kathy's even been impressed with what she calls a phenomenal offense. Love it. Yes, Big Cheese, I do play MLB The Show. Not online, not against anyone, just nerd out as a GM on MLB Network. Katie in North Carolina agrees that the American League Central just might be decent. Royals, Tigers, and even those scrubs in Cleveland are looking okay. Katie, golly, I'll tell you what, that's why you're one of my favorites. Always take a shot at Cleveland when possible. From the 913, Vern, what's the next move in-house to keep us away from losing in May or June or July? Well, I mean, that's, July could be a trade. Hopefully there are no moves. This is the thing I keep coming back to. Hopefully there are no moves. I wish Alec Marsh never got hurt and you didn't need to make a move in the rotation. Will Klein, he's going to be back in that bullpen at some point. Carlos Hernandez hopefully is in that bullpen at some point. Other than those two, I don't know what I'm really hoping for. Because I want the rotation to stay the same. I want the lineup. I want Hunter Renfroe to get going. I want MJ Melendez to get going. I don't want Kyle Isbell to go anywhere. I like Freddie Fermin. How can you not like Freddie Fermin? I see someone on the text line saying he's got a real Drew Butera vibe to him. I mean, if you mean that he's handsome, yes, I agree. Freddie Fermin is very handsome. I'll give you Will Klein. I'll give you Carlos Hernandez. I want that big velo out of the bullpen. Who do I want them to replace? I guess would be the obvious follow-up. Well, right now there's Colin Selby's out there, so he can get out of here. And then, I don't want to do that. I hope Colin Selby comes here and unlocks something like James MacArthur did. Let me take that back. I say that about Selby because I don't know him. I didn't know James MacArthur either, and now he's the best reliever that you have. So let's see what the kid's got before I send him back to Omaha. Hopefully it is decisions like that. This pitcher pitching well or that pitcher pitching well. Hopefully injuries don't ultimately dictate what's next on this roster. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. All right, here's Michael
Massey.
It's
always a special place, I think, for a lot of us, and just a great environment to come play here. And it brings back some good memories of my family being here. And just glad we can come out here and get a win.
Yeah, we all were. And we agreed that that answer probably wasn't worth all that trouble. Nonetheless, always nice hearing from the always affable Michael Massey, 1-for-4 tonight with that game-winning two-run home run in the second inning. Royals put two more on the board in the eighth inning. Both runs coming across with two outs as Mikel Garcia smokes one into left field, 109 off the bat, and then he steals second base, his ninth stolen base of the year. As a matter of fact, Mikel Garcia has reached base safely in 12 straight games. Yeah. Every game since Cody Tapp debuted his motivational tribute song entitled Mike Hell is rolling. 8 RBI in those 12 games, 8 runs scored in those 12 games, and he's hitting .333. So he steals second base, and then he scores as Bobby Witt Jr. Man, oh man. Bobby takes a splitter down and in. I mean down and in. He takes it down the left field line. I don't know how, but he laced it down the left field line because, well, he's just a very strong young man. 105 miles per hour off the bat. It goes down into left field. Garcia comes in to score. Bobby's on second base with his 18th extra base hit, most in the American League. And then Vinny Pasquantino gets ahead in the count, 2-0. And he ropes one off the wall in right field, snapping an 0-for-26 and driving in Bobby Witt Jr., putting the Royals up 4-1, and that would be your final score. Phone lines are open. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7610. That's the number. Phone line, text line, 913-586-7610. I mentioned Bobby's leading the league in extra base hits. He's top 10 in Major League Baseball in just about everything right now. Stolen bases, hits, runs scored, extra base hits, multi-hit games. Special ball player. Back to the text line we go. 913-586-7610. Gene from Columbia points out that it was the first week in June last year when the Royals won their 18th game. And now they reach 18 wins before the calendar even flips to May. Now it's wild. It's been a lot of fun, no doubt about it, Gene. But it all goes back to the pitching. Cole Reagans with his win tonight and 6 2/3 of one run baseball. You look at what he's done since that trade with the Rangers. All right, we were loving on JJ for the pitching performance tonight. Three guys that he acquired in the last calendar year. Cole Reagans tonight made his 19th start as a Royal. He's now 7-4 in those 19 starts with an ERA of 2.91. Reagans has 135 strikeouts in just 108 innings pitched. Raj in the Ozarks points out that the Royals went out this offseason and got pitching. Doing that instead of letting the team rot like an abandoned mobile home in the Ozarks. Raj, I've only been to the Ozarks once. And I don't even know if you'd really call it a trip to the Ozarks. I think we just kind of drove by them.
Back to Vern's post-game show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City. 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Late in spring training, swing and a fly ball hit pretty well. Deep right center field. That's way back there, and that ball's gone. It's a home run by Michael Massey. His first of the year, and the Royals take a 2-0 lead here in inning number two.
Great swing. Beautiful swing. Michael Massey makes Jose Berríos pay for doubling up on slurves, both down and in. Doesn't get big, puts a nice, easy swing on it. Plates both himself and Salvador Perez with that 404-foot blast over the right field wall. Salvi singled to open up the second inning, and two pitches later, he trotted around the bases and the Royals jumped ahead 2-0. They would never trail in this game, and they go on to win by a final count of 4-1. Cole Reagans was as good as he's been all season long in a game where the team needed him to be as good as he's been all season long. They lost last night. They were staring down the barrel of their first four-game losing streak, but Cole Reagans did what number ones tend to do, and that is out-duel the guy on the other side. Step your game up just a little bit. You know, I've been fortunate in my life to be around a lot of current and former professional athletes, and I worked with one in Milwaukee for 5-6 years, and he would always go down this route before a big game. Because he would say, you know, he was around great players and Hall of Fame players. And in big moments, They have the ability to dig down deep and get that something extra. Right? You've seen it. You've seen it from Kelsey. You've seen it from Chris Jones. You've seen it from Patrick Mahomes. Sadly, you saw it from Madison Bumgarner. You've seen it countless times in your sports fandom life. Now, it's April 30th. Okay? No, let's not get anything confused. But Cole Reagans and Michael Garcia and Bobby Witt Jr. and Vinny Pasquantino, these guys haven't played in truly meaningful games on April 30th. Right. They haven't played in pressurized games in June or July. So these tests, in my opinion, are real, despite the fact that the calendar tells us we have 5 months to go. So to see Cole Reagans dig down and have an extra mile and a half per hour on his fastball tonight, to have a slider and cutter combo that's as good as he's been all year, the changeup steady as always. A sensational performance from Cole Reagans, and one of those outings that should have all Royals fans sticking their chest out tomorrow. Not just because Seth Lugo's on the hill and Singer's still out there and Waka's still ready to go, but because you have a one. You have a legit number one. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. We just heard Steve Stewart on the call. Michael Massey with that two-run, second-inning home run. Following the game, Michael Massey spoke with Joel Goldberg on the field on Bally Sports Kansas City on coming through in Toronto, the place where he made his big league debut.
Yes.
Well, I promise that's what Michael Massey had to say to Joel Goldberg on the field, and you'll hear it at some point before we get out of here tonight. How about that? All right, 913-586-7610 is our phone number. That's also the text line number. Let's go to the text line. A lot of good text messages coming in. Kathy, who's out in Los Angeles, is loving all the aspects of the Royals, clicking, pitching, bullpen, defense. Kathy's even been impressed with what she calls a phenomenal offense. Love it. Yes, Big Cheese, I do play MLB The Show. Not online, not against anyone, just nerd out as a GM on MLB Network. Katie in North Carolina agrees that the American League Central just might be decent. Royals, Tigers, and even those scrubs in Cleveland are looking okay. Katie, golly, I'll tell you what, that's why you're one of my favorites. Always take a shot at Cleveland when possible. From the 913, Vern, what's the next move in-house to keep us away from losing in May or June or July? Well, I mean, that's, July could be a trade. Hopefully there are no moves. This is the thing I keep coming back to. Hopefully there are no moves. I wish Alec Marsh never got hurt and you didn't need to make a move in the rotation. Will Klein, he's going to be back in that bullpen at some point. Carlos Hernandez, hopefully, is in that bullpen at some point. Other than those two, I don't know what I'm really hoping for. Because I want the rotation to stay the same. I want the lineup. I want Hunter Renfroe to get going. I want MJ Melendez to get going. I don't want Kyle Isbell to go anywhere. I like Freddie Fermin. How can you not like Freddie Fermin? I see someone on the text line saying he's got a real Drew Butera vibe to him. I mean, if you mean that he's handsome, yes, I agree. Freddie Fermin is very handsome. So, no, I'm not. I mean, okay, again, I'll give you Will Klein. I'll give you Carlos Hernandez. I want that big velo out of the bullpen. Who do I want them to replace? I guess would be the obvious follow-up. Well, right now there's Colin Selby's out there, so he can get out of here. And then, I don't want to do that. I hope Colin Selby comes here and unlocks something like James MacArthur did. Let me take that back. I say that about Selby because I don't know him. I didn't know James MacArthur either, and now he's the best reliever that you have. So let's see what the kid's got before I send him back to Omaha. Yeah, hopefully it is decisions like that. This pitcher pitching well or that pitcher pitching well. Hopefully injuries don't ultimately dictate what's next on this roster. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. All right, here's Michael
Massey.
It's
always a special place, I think, for a lot of us. And just a great environment to come play here. And, it brings back some good memories of my family being here. And, just glad we can come out here and get a win.
Yeah, we all were. And we agreed that that answer probably wasn't worth all that trouble. Nonetheless, always nice hearing from the always affable Michael Massey. 1-for-4 tonight with that game-winning two-run home run in the second inning. Royals put two more on the board in the eighth inning. Both runs coming across with two outs as Michael Garcia smokes one into left field, 109 off the bat, and then he steals second base, his ninth stolen base of the year. As a matter of fact, Michael Garcia has reached base safely in 12 straight games. Yeah, every game since Cody Tapp debuted his motivational tribute song entitled Michael is rolling. 8 RBI in those 12 games, 8 runs scored in those 12 games, and he's hitting .333. So he steals second base, and then he scores as Bobby Witt Jr. Man, oh man. Bobby takes a splitter down and in. I mean down and in. He takes it down the left field line. I don't know how, but he laced it down the left field line because, well, he's just a very strong young man. 105 miles per hour off the bat. It goes down into left field. Garcia comes in to score. Bobby's on second base with his 18th extra base hit. Most in the American League. And then Vinny Pasquantino gets ahead in the count. 2-0. And he ropes one off the wall in right field, snapping an 0-for-26 and driving in Bobby Witt Jr., putting the Royals up 4-1, and that would be your final score. Phone lines are open. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7610. That's the number. Phone line, text line, 913-586-7610. I mentioned Bobby's leading the league in extra base hits. He's top 10 in Major League Baseball in just about everything right now. Stolen bases, hits, runs scored, extra base hits, multi-hit games. Special ball player. Back to the text line we go. 913-586-7610. Gene from Columbia points out that it was the first week in June last year when the Royals won their 18th game. And now they reach 18 wins before the calendar even flips to May. Now, it's wild. It's been a lot of fun, no doubt about it, Gene. But it all goes back to the pitching. Cole Reagans with his win tonight and 6 2/3 of one-run baseball. You look at what he's done since that trade with the Rangers. Right, we were loving on JJ for the pitching performance tonight, three guys that he acquired in the last calendar year. Cole Reagans tonight made his 19th start as a Royal. He's now 7-4 in those 19 starts with an ERA of 2.91. Reagans has 135 strikeouts in just 108 innings pitched. Raj in the Ozarks points out that the Royals went out this offseason and got pitching. Doing that instead of letting the team rot like an abandoned mobile home in the Ozarks. Raj, I've only been to the Ozarks once. And I don't even know if you'd really call it a trip to the Ozarks. I think we just kind of drove by them. But that doesn't sound appetizing or appealing, I should say. And what's inside of those mobile homes doesn't sound appetizing. All right. Dan and KCK is proud of Michael Massey coming through with that big home run, as you should be. From the 913, Ryan from Olathe. He says, Vern, I think it's a better chance we're the fourth best team in the American League, more than the fourth best team in our own division. Not that I'm saying it will happen, but I don't see the Tigers and Twins and Guardians sustaining all season long and being better than the Royals. Because, Vert, if this pitching staff is legit, and everything indicates that they are, I don't see us sniffing the basements of this division. Also, Ryan goes on to write, Vern, can I say James MacArthur is growing on me? I was skeptical at first, I'm not going to lie, but man, he is really gaining confidence. No doubt about it. Few people pointing out that he has Wade Davis vibes out there. Double J has some love for Cole Reagans. He's excited about Seth Lugo going tomorrow. From the 816, Vern, why do you trust Vinny Pasquantino so much? He reminds me of Eric Hosmer with all that top spin and all those ground balls. Why do I trust Vinny so much? I think most baseball men and women feel the same way about Vinny Pasquantino as I do. The undeniable Vinny Pasquantino. Again, tonight was his 162nd career game. One full season of games. And like I mentioned, he's already had two stretches where he's reached base 20 straight games. Right, we're all celebrating the fact that Salvi's done it for the first time in his career. Vinny's already done it twice. And as far as the Eric Hosmer comparison, there really isn't one outside of the fact that they both played first base for the Kansas City Royals. You know, you start to look at, well, you mentioned ground balls, okay? Eric Hosmer for his career, 55% ground ball rate. Vinny Pasquantino, less than 40%. Vinny Pasquantino draws a walk, a walk percentage of just better than 11%. Eric Hosmer, 8. No, Vinny is much better than the league average when it comes to ground ball rates, walk rates, strikeout rates. Vinny is an anomaly in Major League Baseball. Eric Hosmer, strikeout, walk, ground ball rate. None of them can really hold a candle to the numbers that Vinny has put up. Now, Vinny's done it for 162. Eric Hosmer did it for 162 times 10. Yeah, almost exactly. Just about 1,700 games for Eric Hosmer. Now, Vinny is one of the best pure hitters in the sport. I mean, you could put him in there with the Stephen Kwans, the Jose Ramirez, the high batting average, high OPS, the give me the best possible plate appearance you can. Vinny's the guy you're going to call upon. So I don't think it's just me, you know. I think a lot of people feel the same way about Vinny. I think a lot of people have that trust, as you call it. Connor from Overland Park writes in and says, Vern, if the Royals can maintain through May like you talk about, I think we have a playoff baseball team in Kansas City. Yeah, I mean, that's what's next. You know, once this team does that, once we get through May, well, then we can start to change. Well, you can do whatever you want. Then I'll start to change my expectations. This pitching staff's been outstanding. As I said, the third best ERA in Major League Baseball as far as the rotation is concerned. If they do that again, you know, that's the beauty and the pain of this sport is great job, Royals. 18 wins before the calendar flips to May. Holy cow, the rotation's great. The defense might be the best in the sport, and how about this team speed? Hey, you got two MVP candidates in Bobby and Salvi. Great job, guys. Now do it again. Keep it up. Because if you don't keep it up, if you don't do it again, no one's going to remember this. That's what makes this sport such an SOB, man. They got to do this 5 more times. Okay, you don't need to put up 17 wins. You know, you can finish below 500 in a month if you must. But you understand my point. There's no spike into the football just yet. 913-586-7610. Back to the text line. A few more coming in. From the 913. Vern, Mike Trout is headed to knee surgery. Yeah, I saw that. Awful. But Salvi is now 120-1 on FanDuel for American League MVP, 40-1 on DraftKings. Oh. Yeah, I still don't think I'd place that bet, to be quite honest with you. I mean, it breaks my heart to see that happen to Mike Trout. If you are going to make that bet, certainly do it on FanDuel. And if you are into the bets, man, I hope you've been listening to the On Deck Show. I hope you've been listening to that double play, because I've returned your money 5x in the past 2 days. Or really, me and the entire 610 Sports Radio staff, we've been doing a very good job on the double play. So each and every day on the On Deck Show, 1 hour before first pitch, we give you a chance to win Royals tickets, and we guide you pretty well through that night's Royals game and where the action should be placed. So make sure you're listening tomorrow beginning at 1 o'clock as the Royals and Blue Jays wrap up this three-game set. A few more from the text line, the 816. Vern, James MacArthur is a bulldog. Wade Davis comparison, Vern, he looks like a finisher. He's certainly unflappable out there. If you missed my conversation I had with him in spring training, if you want to like James MacArthur more, get to know him more. Listen to the interview I did with him back in spring. You can find it on the Odyssey app, the All Things Vern podcast, the same place you find the postgame show podcast. Just search All Things Vern. More love for James MacArthur coming from the Rally Mantis. From the 620, it was nice to see Vinny come through. I would still like to see him and Salvi switch spots in the lineup. But either way, nice job, Vinny Pasquantino. All right. Vern, do you think Matt Quatrero will win American League Manager of the Year? That question coming from the 913. If they win the division, I don't think there's any doubt about it. Because whoever wins the American League East was a good team. I don't care who it is. They were expected to be good. American League West, Bochy's not going to win it. I don't think my guy in Seattle, whose name is escaping me right now, I don't think he's going to win it if they end up winning the division. Astros aren't going to win anything. Angels aren't going to win anything. If the Royals finish, I think it's going to be the division, as of right now, we're a month into the season, but I think it's going to be the division winner in the American League Central. Steven Vogt in Cleveland, Matt Quatrero in Kansas City, A.J. Hinch in Detroit. But I appreciate you listening. Thanks for the question. Hey, I want to thank Blake Schneiders for his help back at the studio. Great job tonight. Busy night for Blake. Royals win 4-1. That's going to do it for us. I'm back at it with the On Deck Show again Wednesday afternoon beginning at 1 o'clock. Seth Lugo and Chris Bassett squaring off. Royals looking to win a rubber game for the first time in 2024. And don't forget, Matt Quatrero joins Bob and Josh tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night, Kansas City. Thanks for listening. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Blast down the right field line. Hooking, stay fair, and gone. Pasquantino.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
Deep left center, way back and gone. Another grand slam for Bobby Witt Jr.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.